This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Baruchim Abam. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubais. Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Afreilechen Lad Ba'omer. So the Gemara brought Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The Gemara says that regarding Chiyuvei Misa, everybody agrees that not only will actual Misa pater you from Tashlumim, but even a Misa that had you done it intentionally with Hasra, if that would have pater you from Tashlumim, likewise if you do it unintentionally and you do it without Edim, that also paters you from Tashlumim. The Machloikis is by Chiyuvei Malkos. Rabbi Yochanan holds only if you're actually Chayiv Malkos does that pater you from Tashlumin. And Reish Lakish says, no, even Chiyuvei Malkos Shoigigin pater you from Tashlumin. Where does this come from? This comes from Tana Dvei Chizkiya. Tana Dvei Chizkiya says, there's a comparison between Makei Adam and Makei Behema. Just like Makei Behema, you're always Chayiv, so too Makei Adam, when you kill someone, you're always Pater from Tashlumin. Rabbi Yochanan says that's when you kill someone, not Chayavei Malkiyos. Reish Lakish says Chiyuvei Malkiyos as well. Why? Rava says there's a... Abai says we have a Gzer Shava of Rasha. To compare Make Behema, to compare Chiyuvei Malkiyos to Chiyuvei Misa. And Rava says we learn out basically Make Make. What does that mean, Make Make? Because in the juxtaposed to Make Behema is Chiyuvei Malkiyos. How so? Isn't it talking about Chovel Bechaveroi? Gemara says, well, we already know Chovel Bechaveroi. So we'll say it's talking about Chovel Bechaveroi where there's no where you hit him less than a shava pruta. So then it's chiyuvei malkos. So it's chiyuvei malkos. Chiyuvei malkos is compared to makei behema. Says the Gemara, soif la bar tashlumin hu. There's no evidence. There's no proof that when you're chayiv malkos, you're always going to be putter. Just like when you hit a behema, you're always chayiv. Maybe you're only always putter from Tashlumin in a situation where you didn't inflict any monetary damage. Because we said we're talking about where it's you hit him a hakosh imay shava pruta, that's why you get malchus. But maybe if you hit him a hakosh imay shava pruta, maybe it will depend, maybe there will be a distinction whether you actually get malchus or you don't get malchus. Says the Gemara, lo yitzricha, the hekish of Makei Behema to Makei Adam is not needed for a case where you hit an Adam Hakosh Ema Shava Pruta. The Hekesh rather is only needed for a case where while you're hitting your friend, you tear his silk tie. You tear his silk. So just like when you hit a Behema, you're always going to be Chai for Tashlumin, so too, when you hit and you kill an Adam, when you hit an Adam, you're going to always be Pater and Tashlumin. Just like when you hit a Behema, you're always Chayiv, so too when you hit an Adam, you'll always be Pater, even if you simultaneously rip his silk. Amar le Rav Chiya le Rava. Rav Chiya said to Rava, V'tana d'bei Chizkiya d'amar Makei Adam u'makei Behema. According to Tan Chizkiya, who compares Makei Adam to Makei Behema, and just like Makei Behema is always Chayv and Tashlumin, Makei Adam is always Pater, Mimai de Bechoil Ksiv. How do you know it's talking about where you hit a Behema during the week, Velekal Afluge, and there's no difference between, and you're always Chayiv Mamoin, Dilma B'Shabbos Ksiv. Maybe it's talking about Shabbos. Where there is a difference between by Behema itself, between Shogeg and Mezid. So when it talks about Makeh Behema and it says you're always Chayiv, it's obviously talking about only when you did it B'Shoigeg. That's when you're always Chayiv for Makeh Behema. Because if you hit the Behema on purpose and you made a Chabura, then you're going to be Chayiv Misa. So obviously it's not talking about on Shabbos. So only how do you know that Makeh Behema is where you hit the Behema during the week and there's no difference between Shogeg and Mesid? Maybe it's talking about where you're Makeh Behema b'Shabbos, that by Behema there is a distinction between Shogeg and Mesid. So too by Adam there would be a distinction between Shogeg and Mesid. Says the Gemara, Loi Salke Daitach. Don't think that way. Why? The chsiv umake behema yishalmena umake adam yumas. It says if you hit a behema, you pay. If you hit an adam, you die. Hechi dami. Idolai asrube. If you were not warned, make adam yumas. Amay yumas. Why? If you kill someone, do you die? Elapshita da asrube. It has to be that you were warned. So it must be you were warned. Now, if we're talking about where you hit the behemoth on Shabbos, then v'ibis Shabbos, why is makeh behemoth yishalmena? You should be yumas as well. If it's b'Shabbos, why makeh behemoth yishalmena? So it must be where you hit the behemoth during the week, and therefore there's no difference between shogeg meizid derech aliyah derech yirida. So too, by behema, if by behema, in other words, make adam yumas, that means you were warned. So if you're warned, so why is make behema yishalmena? If it's Shabbos, you should also be yumas. So it must be it's during the week. So if it's during the week, make behema is always chayev mamain. And Makeh Adam would always be Pater. Okay. Now, roll up your sleeves. Amar le Rapapa Abaye. Rapapa said to Abaye. Now, Abaye, we had earlier, said Rasha Rasha, but it's irrespective of what Abaye said before. They're having a stomach conversation. Rabbah had a very interesting take on the Braisa before. Rabba said, on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, Lo'olam b'toivecha yidei atzmai. Really, you shechted it yourself. If you shechted it yourself, and you shechted for Avodah Zarah, why are you chayev mamon? Why are you chayev dalet v'hei? So, one answer was Reish Lakish. Where's my other Gemara? I have Gemaras of four blot at a time here from the Daf HaShavua. Reish Lakish. Okay, let's go back to Lamed Gimel Amud Beis for a moment. Reish Lakish wanted to say, to answer the stira between Ksubis and Makos, why in Ksubis are you Chayv Knas? And a Malkus, Yechayev Malkus. It goes like Rameir, who says Loika Meshalim. So the Gemara asks, if it's Rameir Loika Meshalim, so then Bitoy also should pay Knas. Why is Bitoy Chayev Misa? And if you're going to say Rameir holds Loika Meshalim, but he doesn't hold Mesu Meshalim, it seems like he holds that Mesu Meshalim as well. Like by the case of Ganav and Tavach B'Shabbos, to which Reish Lakish answered, it's Toiveach al Yedei Acher. Somebody else shechted it. So he's the one who's Chayev Misa, but he is your Shliach to be Toiveach. So Rameir holds Loiku Meshalim. That's the Pshat in why all Naros have Knas, except for Bitoy. Bitoy doesn't have Knas because Rav Meir holds Enoi Meisu Meshalim. Rav Meir holds Loike Meshalim Islei Meisu Meshalim Leslei. And the case of Tovech B'Shabbos is Tovech HaYidei Acher. But Rabbi had a different take on this. Rabbi said, really, you shechted it yourself. And Rav Meir holds a chiddush that M'loike U'Meshalem Islay, Meisu M'Sham L'Islay. However, if you shecht on Shabbos or Tavay Dezara, you're chayiv Knas, because Knas is a chiddush shechid shahatayra. Remember, that was the answer of Rabba. Rabba says that even though normally Rameir holds Enoi Meis U'Meshalim, however, Knas is different. Knas, your Meis U'Meshalim. To which the Gemara is going to ask, so then Bitoi should also be Meis U'Meshalim. Why does the Mishnah later say Bitoi is Pater from Knas? So look at this. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei Rav Papa Labai, L'Rabba D'Amar Chidush Shu Shechid Shetar B'Knas, that Afa Gavde Miktal Meshalim. You could shecht on Shabbos and you're chayv dal v'hei. You could shecht for Avodah Zarah and you're chayv dal v'hei. Masnisin kama mukum la. Who does our Mishnah go like? Ik Rav Meir, who holds loiko mishalem, and that's why achoisa, that's why mamzer gets a knas, and all the other chayv elavin get a knas. But then Rav Meir should hold Bitoy gets a knas. Kasha Bitoy, it's a question on Bitoy. Meaning Bishlam, according to Reish Lakish, Rav Meir holds Loike U'Meshalem, but Meisu Meshalem Lesle. And the case of Tavach is Tavach Yidei Acher, everything is good. But Tavach Yidei Atzi Loi Meshalem, because Rav Meir holds Meisu Meshalem Lesle. Even by knas, but according to Rabba, there's a kasha by Bitoy. Why is Bitoy pater from Knas? Elamai, you'll say the Mishnah is Reb Nechunya ben Akana. Who's Reb Nechunya ben Akana? He holds Loike U'Meshalim like Reb Meir. How do we know Reb Nechunya ben Akana holds Loike U'Meshalim? Listen carefully. Because Reb Nechunya ben Akana holds Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. That just like Shabbos paters you from Tashlumin, Kares patters you from Tashlumim. Why? Asoin, asoin. Hey, Rav Nechunya, Kares patters you from Tashlumin? Why do you need that to say, asoin, asoin, Kares patters you from Tashlumin? The Malka should patter you from Tashlumin. Why do you need a special Gzeirah Shavah that the Kares of Yom Kippur patters you from Tashlumin? What about the Malkus? Clearly, Rav Nechunya ben Akana holds like Rav Meir, Loike U'Meshalem, and therefore he needs a special limud that only the Kares is going to pater you from Tashlumin, but not the Malkus. Malkus would not pater you from Tashlumin, meaning he holds Loike U'Meshalem. So, Ik Nechunya ben Akana, and he holds Kares paters you from Tashlumin, but Malkus does not. Kasha Achoisai. Achoisai is a question. Namely, what? I understand Malkus won't pater you, but you should be pater from Kares. And yet we know Achoisai is Chayiv Knas. Why, if you live with your sister, are you Chayiv Knas? You should be pater from Knas. I understand you want to say Bitoy is pater because of the Kares, but Achoisai should also be pater. Meaning, Reb Nechunya ben Akana holds Loike U'Meshalem. Again, how do I know that? Because he needs a special limud that Kares paters you. So, if it's going like, according to Rabba, that Knas, you're Chayiv Knas even when you're Chayiv Misa, so then why is Bitoy pater? Why is Bitoy pater? If he holds your Chayiv Knas even by Misa, Bitoy should be Chayiv. Elamai, he holds like Reb Nechunya ben Akana that Kares paters you, even though Malkus doesn't, then what's Pshat in Achoisai? Elamai, he goes like Rabbi Yitzchak. Who's Rabbi Yitzchak? In Masechet Makos, Rabbi Yitzchak holds that Chayvei Krisus doesn't get Malkus. So, again, the original stira was, I don't understand. In Makos, it says that the following people get Malkus. And in Krisa, and in Ksubas, we say they pay Knas. If you're going to say it goes like Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yitzchak holds, well, Rabbi Yitzchak has a convenient shita that Chayve Krisos does not have Malkus. Listen to this. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana holds Loiko Meshalim. We know that because he has to pater Chayve Krisos from Tashlumen. So clearly he holds that the Malkus would not pater you from Tashlumen. But Rabbi Yitzchak holds there is no Malkus by Chayve Krisos. And he doesn't hold Elohein Haloikin Haba'ala Chaysai. Meaning, you know, one way to answer the stira, listen carefully, between Ksubis and Makos. In Makos it says Elohein Haloikin. And here it says you pay money, you pay Knas. You know what Rabbi Yitzchak would say? It's not true. You don't get Malkus for Achoisai. Achoisai doesn't get Malkus. What do you mean? You're Chayv Krisos. And everything that's Chayv Krisos is Chayv Malkus. No, Rabbi says that's nonsense. Not true. Not everything that's Chayv Krisos is Chayv Malkus. So a very easy way to answer the seer, we never dealt with this before, is just say it's like Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak holds that you don't get Malkus for Achoisai. So maybe you'll say the Mishnah is Rabbi Yitzchak. But if you don't get Malkus for Achoisai, you definitely do get Malkus for Mamzer is Chayve Lavin. And Kasha Mamzeres, it's a question by Mamzeres. Everyone says you're Chayev Malkus, and it says you have Knas. So one way to answer is, okay, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that, as follows, that, okay, you get Malkus, and in Malkus, it's talking about where you're warned. And our mission is talking about where you're not warned. Hanicha yisavala k'Rabbi Yochanan. Rabba could say, the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yitzchak. And he holds like Rabbi Yochanan. So hu nami matarsa k'Rabbi Yochanan. That our Mishnah in Ksubas is talking about where you weren't warned. And therefore you pay Knas. And the Mishnah in Malkus is talking about you, where you were warned. And therefore you don't pay Knas. Ela yisavar la k'reish lakish, that whether you're warned or not, you're pater from Knas. Heichi mitaretzla. How is he going to explain our Mishnah? Because don't say the Mishnah is Rabbi Yitzchak, and there's no Malkus by Achoisai, but there is Malkus by Mamzer, and it's talking about over here where you weren't warned, because whether you're warned or not, you're still going to be pater from Knas. The answer is Al-Korcha, Rabbi Yochanan Tzrele. Rabba would have to lock himself in like Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning, Bishlama, according to Reish Lakish, everything is great the way he answered up the stira, namely, that Ganav v'tavach b'Shabbos is Tavach al-Yidei Acher. But a Tavach al-Yidei Atzmai, then you wouldn't pay. And the Mishnah could be Reb Meir, and Reb Meir holds Meis u'meshalem lesley, like u'meshalem islay, and everything is great. Because Reb Meir holds you could get Malkus and Mamayn, but not Misa and Mamayn. And how everything is great. And what about Achoisai, by the way? What would Rameir, I mean, according to Reish Lakish, what would we say about Achoisai? And he would say, Kareis doesn't pater you. Kareis also does not pater you from Tashlumen. Only Misa paters you from Tashlumen. But according to Rabba, who does the Mishnah go like? The Mishnah, because Reb Meir holds Loike u'meshalem, and according to Rabba, Meis u'meshalem, because Knas is a chiddush. So the answer would have to be, he holds like Rabbi Yitzchak. He can't hold like Reb Nechunya ben Akana, because the Kareis should pater you by Achoisai. He must go like Rabbi Yitzchak, who the Kareis doesn't pater you. And the there is no Malkus. What about Mamzeres? He'll go like Rabbi Yochanan. And basically, Rabbah would have to be locked in to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara continues, Amar le Rav Masna la Abaye. Rav Masna says to Abaye, the way Shlokish to Amar Beferush Ripsa Torah Chayave Malkiyois Kachayave Misais. Rav Masna says to Abaye, according to Rav Shlokish, who said earlier that the Torah explicitly said that any time you do an act that would make you liable for Malkus, had you done it bemazed with Hasra, you're pater from Mamain, just like Chayave Misais, that was the Shita of Rav Shlokish. Mantana de Palagale de Rav Nechonya ben Akana. Who would argue on Rav Nechonya ben Akana? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rav Shlokish de Amar Beferish Ribsa Taira, de Chayave Malkia Shoigigin, Petur Milashalim. According to Rav Shlokish, who holds that the Torah explicitly says, Chayave Malkia Shoigigin is pater from paying, who argues on Rav Nechonya? Meaning, Rav Nechonya ben Akana says, Kareis paters you from Tashlumin. Who would argue on Rav Nechonya and say you're Chayav in Tashlumin by Chayav Krisos? Now, who says anyone argues? Well, we know there's a Mishnah in Shavuos that says if you light a haystack on Yom Kippur, you're Chayav. That's one Mishnah that argues on Rav Nechonya ben Akana. And our Mishnah also that says by Achoisai, pays knas, even though it's a chayiv kares, who would argue on Rav Nechonya ben Akana? So you say, what do you mean? Maybe we were not doiresh asayin asayin. So wait a second, forget about the kares patering you, but the chayavig, but there's a chayiv malkos, every krisos has a malkos. And according to, so you say, bishlam according to Rav Yochanan, everything is good. Anyone could argue on Rav Nechonya ben Akana, because not every, you'll ask, what do you mean, how could you argue on Rav Nechonya ben Akana, won't the Malkos pater you from Tashlumim? So you say, we're talking about a case where you weren't warned. The Mishnah in Shavuos, where the Mishnah by Achoisai in Ksubis, we'll talk about, we'll say you weren't warned. So since you weren't warned, there's no Chayave Malkos, and therefore, you would have to pay. And Taka, maybe nobody argues on Rav Nechonya ben Akana. But now that we're saying, according to Reish Lakish, that you don't have to be warned to pater, so who exactly is arguing? That's what Rashi says, Nehi nami de lesle asayin asayin, to pater you from kares, you should be pater because of the lav, bein hisrubai, bein lo hisrubai. Because there's no kares without a lav. Rabbi Yochanan will say, you know what? We agree with Rav Nechonya ben Akana. Kares paters you. The only those who argue on Nechonya ben Akana don't darshan asayin asayin. And Rabbi Yochanan will say it goes like the Rabbanan, who argue on Rav Meir and they say Einoi loiko mishalim. And we'll say we're talking about loy hisrube, meaning Rabbi Yochanan would say that it could even go like the Chachamim who say Ein loiko mishalim, and we're talking about where you're Einoi Loike. But according to Reish Lakish, who's going to argue on Rav Nechonya ben Akana? So Gemara says very simply, either Rav Meir, where he doesn't darshan asayin asayin, I the Malkus, the answer is Loike u'mashalim. Or it goes like Rav Yitzchak, who says, not Loike u'mashalim, it's just there's no Malkus by Chayave Krisos. Okay. The Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan. Arayos ushnios la'arayos. If somebody rapes an erva, or somebody rapes an erva drabbanan, ein lehem loy knas loy pitoy. They don't pay the knas of rape, of oinus, or the knas of being seduced. Hamima enes. A girl who's married by her mother or brothers. Let's say she's a yisoyma, and then she refuses the husband. So the halach is if she's raped, ein la knas, she doesn't pay the knas, she doesn't get the knas, v'loi pita, she doesn't get the penalty for being seduced. Eilanis, she doesn't have simani naros, she's either a katana or a bageras. So if she's raped, ein la loi knas, she doesn't get the knas, v'loi pita, she doesn't get the knas of being seduced. V'hayoytzeis mishum shemra, a woman who the husband did not find basulim, and presumably Edim came and verified that she was mezana tachtav, ein la knas v'loi pitoy. She doesn't get a knas and she doesn't get pitoy. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Lamed Hey Amud Beis. And we might do the Ion Shir Thursday night. I may not be available on Sunday at 11:15. Okay, everyone, have a good night. Thank you for joining. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.